All right, folks, welcome back to Masculine Spartan Discipline. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super crucial: creating a safe space for mental health. Now, before you click off thinking this is some touchy-feely self-help mumbo-jumbo, hear me out. This isn't about weakness, it's about strength. The kind of strength that allows us to face our struggles head-on and build resilience like a damn Spartan warrior. Ever felt like you had to bottle up your emotions? Like talking about what's bothering you would somehow make you less of a man? Yeah, I get it. We've been conditioned to believe that vulnerability is a weakness, that tough guys don't cry, and that showing our feelings is a sign of fragility. But let me tell you something, brothers. Those beliefs are outdated and downright harmful. Ignoring your mental health doesn't make it go away, it just lets it fester and build up like an angry beast inside you. So, how do we break free from these toxic expectations? How do we create a space where men can be honest about their feelings without judgment or fear? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to get us started. 1. Lead by example. We need to start at the top, guys. The men in our lives, fathers, brothers, mentors, they need to set the example. Show your kids that it's okay to talk about feelings, that vulnerability isn't a weakness but a strength. Be open and honest with them about your own struggles, showing them that even strong men have emotions and things they deal with. 2. Break down the stigma. Every time someone says, "man up," or scoffs at someone expressing their emotions, we reinforce this harmful stigma. We need to challenge those attitudes head on. Let's start conversations about mental health. Normalize talking about it openly, and make it clear that seeking help is a sign of courage, not weakness. 3. Listen actively. You know that feeling when someone just truly listens to you? It's incredibly powerful. When your brother, friend, or even your son opens up, listen with your whole heart. Don't interrupt, offer unsolicited advice, or try to fix things immediately. Just be there for them. Let them know they're heard and understood. 4. Encourage professional help. Sometimes we need more than just a listening ear. If you notice someone struggling, encourage them to seek professional help. A therapist can provide guidance, support, and tools to navigate their challenges effectively. Let them know there's no shame in seeking help. It's an act of self-care and strength. 5. Build a supportive community. Surround yourself with men who are open and honest about their feelings. Find a group where you can connect, share your experiences, and support each other through tough times. This sense of brotherhood can be incredibly powerful in fostering mental well-being. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine a young guy, maybe 20 years old, just starting out in his career. He's feeling overwhelmed, stressed about deadlines, and battling self-doubt. He doesn't know who to talk to, feeling trapped by the pressure to just be strong. Maybe he tries talking to his dad, but gets met with a dismissive, "just tough it out," or a shrug that says, "I went through it, you can too." This young guy is isolated, struggling silently, and feeling more alone than ever. That's the danger of not creating safe spaces for men's mental health. We end up pushing them further into silence, fueling anxiety and depression, and preventing them from reaching their full potential. But it doesn't have to be this way. Imagine if that same young guy had a friend who listened without judgment, encouraged him to talk about his feelings, and helped him find resources to cope with the stress. Imagine if he had a community of supportive men where he felt comfortable expressing his vulnerabilities without fear of ridicule. This is the power of creating safe spaces. It's about breaking down barriers, fostering connection, and empowering men to be their authentic selves. So, what are you waiting for? Start creating that space today. Listen actively, speak openly, and challenge those outdated expectations that hold us back. Remember, true strength lies in vulnerability, not repression. Let's build a world where men feel empowered to prioritize their mental health without shame or stigma. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your brothers, your friends, your father figures. Let's spread the word and make a difference together. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay strong, and stay true to yourselves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.